As we mentioned earlier, these assets have long lives and consequently will have to sometimes deal with partial years. When dealing with partial years, under straight line and double declining balance depreciation, we simply multiply the yearly depreciation amount by the number of months we use the asset divided by 12. If we're doing units of production depreciation, no change is needed, as we already controlled for this in our equation. But also, throughout the lives of these assets, other things can change as well. For instance, some of these estimates that we make, such as the length of time we'll use the asset, or the salvage value of the asset, may come into question. In those cases, we're simply going to start using the new assumptions going forward when these assumptions change. Another thing that may cause this is, of course, the increasing life from maintenance of an asset. If we have some sort of maintenance that not just restores the asset, but also extends its life, then we'll have to factor this into our depreciation calculations going forward.